Welcome back to Path of a Green Witch podcast. My name is Asha, and I am your host today. Imagine if you mixed two solids like sugar and salt, and they just spontaneously turned into a liquid just because they were touching each other. Well, that's what happens when you mix solid menthol and solid thymol. They dissolve into a liquid just because they're touching. It looks like magic. Solid plus solid does not usually equal liquid, but when you combine menthol and thymol, that is exactly what happens. Menthol comes from the peppermint plant, Mentha piperita, and thymol comes from the thyme plant, Thymus vulgaris. These are both very common herbs, but when their solid extracts are combined, they morph into a liquid that has several pharmaceutical uses. That's what we're going to discuss in today's episode. Check the show notes for a link to the Path of a Green Witch podcast Substack, where you will find herbal tea recipes, bonus podcast episodes, and much more. Let's dive in and learn more about menthol and thymol.
When you think about the herbs in your kitchen, you know, they seem pretty gentle, right?
Oh, absolutely.
A soothing cup of peppermint tea, maybe some thyme on your chicken. We just see them as these, well, these gentle kitchen staples.
And that familiarity is, I mean, it's incredibly deceptive. Because inside those humble leaves, there's a surprising amount of chemical power.
Okay.
If you take the core compound from peppermint, that's menthol, and the one from thyme thymol, and you actually mix those two solids together, you unlock this kind of liquid secret that modern medicine is now using for some really targeted pain relief and infection fighting.
Okay, let's unpack this. We've been diving into sources that really compare the gentle, sort of multi-layered nature of the raw herb versus the intense singular power of the isolated chemical crystal.
Right.
So the mission today is to follow that journey from the tea garden all the way to those sophisticated creams you find at the pharmacy.
And that's the whole paradox we're looking at. The core question really is this. How does just combining two solids, menthol and thymol, result in a liquid that is so much better at fighting pain and infection than either one could ever be alone?
Right.
That change in physical state, you know, from a solid crystal to a therapeutic liquid, that is the fundamental game changer.
Let's start with what we know, though, the raw herb.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the whole plant, the leaves, the tea, it has this holistic, multi-layered effect. It's like a chemical symphony with oils, flavonoids, tannins, all working together for a gentle result.
Right. The raw herb is the symphony. And take peppermint. While we all know the isolated menthol gives you that cooling punch, the full leaf works primarily as this fantastic digestive aid.
It's that famous digestive antispasmodic. It's all about relaxing the smooth muscles in your gut.
Exactly.
So if you're dealing with bloating, gas, abdominal cramps, peppermint tea is a classic traditional remedy. It's even used to manage symptoms of IBS.
And it's not just for the gut. Our sources point to a long history of use for mental alertness. Just inhaling the scent or drinking the tea is linked to improving focus, memory, giving you an energy lift without the jitters you get from caffeine.
And it's a quick fix for the upper body, too. It settles the stomach, so it's a go-to for nausea control.
Morning sickness, motion sickness.
Right. And because it has mild pain-killing or analgesic properties, a lot of folk remedies involve just crushing the leaves and putting them on your temples for a tension headache.
But that holistic profile, it comes with a trade-off. The sources are pretty clear on this.
Okay, what's that?
Since peppermint is a muscle relaxer, that relaxation can sometimes extend to the valve between your stomach and esophagus.
Uh-oh.
And if that valve loosens up, it can actually make acid reflux or heartburn worse for some people.
Wow. I never would have thought that sipping tea for my stomach could actually be working against me if I also have reflux. That's a really crucial distinction.
It is.
Okay, so let's shift to the other half of our duo, thyme. We're moving from digestive comfort to, what, respiratory defense?
That's its primary turf, absolutely. Thyme focuses heavily on the immune and respiratory systems. It's a powerful expectorant.
Okay.
So if you have one of those deep, wet coughs or bronchitis, thyme tea or syrup is one of the oldest remedies out there. It works by thinning out phlegm, making it way easier for your body to clear it out.
And I guess it must be antibacterial, too.
Highly. Its antiseptic power has been used for centuries. If you let thyme tea cool down, it makes a really effective gargle for killing the bacteria that cause sore throats or even gingivitis.
So we've had this natural disinfectant just sitting in the pantry this whole time.
We have. And that quality extends externally, too. People used to make a poultice from crushed thyme leaves for minor cuts or fungal infections like athlete's foot. And historically, it was an immune tonic during flu season because it's packed with vitamin A and C.
So peppermint is all about internal complexity? Time is more about defense. What's the warning with time?
In food amounts, it's perfectly safe. But if you are taking really concentrated herbal doses, our sources say it can act as a mild blood thinner. Just something to be aware of if you're having surgery or on other medications.
So we've seen the gentle complexity of the plant. But now, what happens when chemists strip all that away? When we go from the garden's complexity to the singular intense power of the lab's crystals?
Now we're isolating the core compounds. They're both classified as terpenes. Menthol, which is definitely the cooler, and thymol, which is the disinfectant.
And these pure crystals are intense.
Very intense. Targeted forces.
Menthol is just, you immediately know, it's the ultimate counter-irritant. It doesn't actually make you colder, right?
No, not at all. It just interacts with the cold receptors in your skin and nerves. It creates this dramatic cooling sensation that literally distracts your brain from feeling pain. It's a total head game, chemically speaking.
And that's exactly why it's a staple in things like vapor rubs and cough drops.
Yeah.
It gives you the feeling of a clear airway.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's used in cosmetics, gum, toothpaste, all for that refreshing profile.
And while menthol is cooling and numbing, thymol, it just kills things.
That's the simplest way to put it, yeah. It is an incredibly potent killer of bacteria and fungi. That's why it's a key active ingredient in so many antiseptic mouthwashes.
Like Listerine.
Listerine, exactly. And in high-strength hand sanitizers.
I found a detail in one source, it was just fascinating, that thymol is even used in agriculture to treat mites in beehives. It's a natural pesticide.
Wait, really? For bees?
For bee mites. That just shows how fundamental its power is. I mean, it's crossing biological kingdoms.
Wow. That really shows its raw potency.
Yeah.
A disinfectant and a preservative. But physically, what's so key here is that both of these are solids at room temperature. Menthol melts around 42 Celsius.
Which is about 108 Fahrenheit.
Right. And thymol is a bit tougher, melting around 49 Celsius.
And these pure crystals, we know they're intense. Too high a concentration, and you can get things like chemical skin burns or respiratory issues. They are powerful forces that need to be handled carefully.
Which is exactly why this next step in the journey is so fascinating.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee, infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Okay, so if both of these are powerful, intense, solid crystals, how do we turn them into a synergistic liquid medicine that's somehow safer and more effective? Here's where it gets really interesting.
This is where we get into the core science, the eutectic mixture. It's this phenomenon where you combine two substances and the mixture you get has a melting point that's way, way lower than either of the individual parts.
And in this case, the melting point just collapses, so much so that the mixture becomes a liquid right on your countertop.
Yeah, the sources say the menthol-thymol mix, when you get the ratio right, stays liquid down to around 15 or 20 degrees Celsius. They literally start to melt as soon as the two solids touch.
Hold on, that seems so counterintuitive. If pure menthol can cause burns, how does adding another intense chemical make it safer and more absorbable just by turning it liquid?
That is the beautiful chemical genius of the eutectic state. It comes down to two things. First, you have the disruption of the crystal structures. When these molecules are alone, they're happy. They're stable in their neat, organized, rigid crystal shapes. They don't want to move.
But when you mix them, their different shapes and properties just get in each other's way. The menthol molecules sort of confuse the thymol lattice, and thymol does the same to the menthol, making the whole solid structure really unstable.
Exactly. And that instability is supercharged by the second factor, hydrogen bonding.
Right.
Both menthol and thymol have hydroxyl groups. They're alcohols, so they love to form hydrogen bonds. The crystals fall apart because the molecules would rather partner up with their new neighbors. The menthol and thymol start forming these new powerful hydrogen bonds with each other.
And that new partnership forces them to stay liquid.
It does. And that's what creates what we call a deep eutectic solvent, or DES.
A brand new liquid substance, chemically, created just by mixing.
And crucially, you have to hit a specific sweet spot ratio. To get that lowest possible melting point and the most stable liquid, the sources point to a roughly 1-to-1 molar ratio of menthol to thymol.
And that's the cocktail that unlocks all this advanced therapeutic potential.
It is.
So the real breakthrough isn't just that it's a liquid, it's that you can weaponize the delivery. This therapeutic deep-eutectic solvent, the ATDs, creates a synergistic 1+1=3 effect.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The first major benefit is just vastly improved skin penetration. This liquid acts as a permeation enhancer.
Like it opens a door in your skin?
Sort of, yeah. Imagine your skin is like a brick wall made of tight lipid layers. The DES temporarily messes with those layers. It disrupts them. And that allows the ingredients to seep through much more easily.
So the medicine can get to deeper tissues, or even into the bloodstream, way faster than if you just rub powder on your arm.
Much faster. Which leads to the second huge benefit, its power as a solvent.
So it's not just a solvent for itself, it can dissolve other drugs too.
Precisely. It's a natural green solvent, so it can dissolve a lot of important medicines that normally don't dissolve in water. Think about common painkillers like ibuprofen or diclofenac, or topical anesthetics like lidocaine. You can dissolve these super effective but stubborn molecules directly into the menthol thymol liquid to create these highly concentrated topical gels or patches.
That is incredibly clever. You take a powerful medicine that was hard to deliver and suddenly make it easy to apply and absorb.
And that brings us to the final piece, the synergistic healing, the ultimate triple threat.
Okay.
In things like wound care or dentistry, the liquid offers maximum coverage and combines everything we've talked about. You have the thymol killing the infection.
Plus the menthol numbing the pain and reducing inflammation.
All delivered deep into the tissue by this powerful liquid solvent. It's the whole package.
Which explains why you see these two chemicals together all the time in the real world. Medicated powders for athlete's foot, those high-strength sports rubs, and a lot of antiseptic mouthwashes.
They're everywhere once you know what to look for, yeah.
So what does this all mean? We started with the comfort of peppermint tea and thyme seasoning. Gentle, complex herbs.
Mm-hmm.
We stripped them down to their intense, singular crystals. And then through this, I don't know, this magic of chemical ratios, we created an entirely new, stable, and highly effective therapeutic liquid.
The sources really show us that sometimes the greatest therapeutic power isn't unlocked by just isolating nature's compounds, but by strategically putting two of them together. You make something entirely new and way more effective just by changing their state from solid to liquid.
And this combination is why the pharmaceutical industry is now so aggressively researching other DES compounds from natural sources. If menthol and thymol are just the start, what other everyday chemical pairs are just waiting to be transformed?
It really makes you wonder how much cutting-edge chemistry is already sitting right there in your spice rack, just waiting for the perfect partner to unlock its full potential.
Something for you to chew on, maybe with a nice cup of tea. We'll see you next time for the next deep dive.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Path of a Green Witch podcast. I hope this information is useful to you. You can head over to Substack for additional information about menthol and thymol. While doing the research for this episode, I learned that adding one more ingredient to menthol and thymol gives you the active ingredients of the super common chest rub called Vicks. I'll discuss that in the next episode. Thank you again for listening to Path of a Green Witch podcast.